Welcome to the Mental Health Bible Study Podcast with Tyra E. Rowell.
Well, hello there. How you all doing on this day? I hope you're having a wonderful day thus far. And it is a blessing to be up and about, and it surely is a blessing to see another day. And I thank God for just being on this podcast one more time. So we had a special guest on the podcast on the past episode, which is the previous one, last week. And we were talking about how to challenge negative thinking. So this week I wanted to come back on here to talk a little bit more about that, because and of course the guest was Regina Hood. I had forgot to mention that earlier. And Regina was telling us how we can use DBT to get rid of or try to deal with negative thinking, because I do want everyone to know that you are going to always have thoughts that automatically come to your mind because we are in this body. It is a human nature side of us. And I like how Regina was talking about we have to accept the feelings that come, accept the thoughts that come. And the word about acceptance is it can be sort of like a stigma, because people are always thinking that when you accept something, you're condoning it. And I know positive and optimistic people, they don't like to hang around negative folks and people that bring up negative things. And it can just be a general conversation, and they would get all caught up in the fact that you are being negative about something. But it's okay to accept that it does happen, because that is what I wanted to tell y'all today, to let you know that it is okay to accept something that does happen, naturally so. Because when you accept it, it's like you acknowledging it. I'm acknowledging the fact that, hey, these thoughts are going to come. These negativity are going to come. The naysayers are going to come. They are going to be there because it is the human side of us. You're basically saying that I know that I'm human, and I know that I'm going to always have automatic thoughts that come to my mind, and I am responsible for those thoughts. Of how the way I respond, how the way I react to them, how the way I deal with them, how the way I not deal with them, that is your responsibility. That is my responsibility. We all are responsible for what happens after the thoughts come. When we're thinking and when we're feeling these negative feelings, we are responsible for how the way we react and how the way we not react to them. Because I do want to clarify that it is okay to accept something that is naturally going to be anyway, because you're basically acknowledging it. And I like how Regina said that you have to challenge those thoughts. So that means that's the action word. That means that you have to be able to say to yourself, is this true? You know, are these thoughts that I'm thinking, are they true? Are these feelings that I'm thinking, are they facts? You know, I know that things are going to come my way, circumstances are going to be in my life that will make me feel some type of way, as well as think things that we probably think we shouldn't be thinking. But that's the human side of you. And all I want you to do is acknowledge it and then challenge it. But today I want to come out here and give you a resource, a tool, a skill that I would like for you to practice. And it's only four words: hold captive, cast down. hold captive, cast down. Four words. Because as we are going about our business, as we are just waking up in the morning, being grateful, we're saying, Lord, we thank you. And then we're going to work and we're going into accomplishing goals and just going about life. There is going to be a moment that you're going to have where you're going to be feeling down, where you're going to be asking questions, where you're going to be thinking about negative things, where you're going to be thinking about your own circumstance as well as other people's business as well. Let's just be honest. It's the human side of us. So as you're doing those things, you do have to have a practice in place. And I got these four words from the Bible, okay? I'm always using something that is from the Bible as well as psychologically. So the scripture I came from was 2 Corinthians 10, 3 to 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 to 5. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. These scriptures, 3 to 5, a lot of good bullet points in this scripture. 3 says, we are not walking in the flesh. We are not walking. Forgive me, y'all. I said that the wrong way. But though we walk in the flesh, we are walking in the flesh. So 3 says we are walking in the flesh, but we are not warring according to the flesh. We're not fighting according to the flesh, okay? So let's get that understanding that we are walking in this human nature of us, our Savior. We are human. Well, we are in this body, and this body is letting us know that we are human beings, but we do not war according to the body. That means that you cannot even use it as a weapon. You cannot even use it as something that could be evident, fact, or something, because the fight is not according to your human side. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal in verse 4, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. The warfare is in the spiritual side of you, because we are spirit, soul, and body. So the body plus the soul, we ain't going to be fighting according to them. Okay. We can't get no strength up in them. Even when we try to on our own, baby, we still gonna fail, because this human side of us, we're not supposed to be fighting according to the human side of us, okay? It's supposed to be on the spiritual side. In the spirit, by the spirit, for the spirit, okay? All of that good stuff. And it has to be the spirit of God. But I know there are a lot of spirits. Make sure that it is the spirit of God. Try the spirit and see it's of God, okay? By God, mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. Anything that is coming up against you, you're feeling like your back is up against the wall, you just want to throw in the towel, or you're thinking about how you just want to give up. Guess what? The spiritual side of you has to come out. You have to tap into that. But let's be honest about one thing. Is your spiritual person strong enough? Because you do have to be feeding it. You do have to give your spiritual side some feeding. All right? We cannot be coming out here trying to fight a spiritual warfare and you have not done anything to strengthen yourself spiritually. So you have to be strengthened spiritually, okay, in order to have these spiritual warfare in the mind, in the body, and on the human side of you, on the soul, where you're thinking and feeling and behaving. Your spiritual side has to be strengthened. And how do you do that? You read your word, you spend time with God, you spend time with Jesus, you spend time with the Holy Spirit. You have to know your spiritual side of you. If you say you believe in a triune God, then that is three people: God, Jesus, Holy Spirit. You have to know all three, and all three operates in different aspects. And if you do not know those different aspects, then you are not going to be packing with power 100%. You'll have power, but I'd rather have a whole 100%, baby. And that means the whole triune God. So strengthen your spiritual self by getting to know the triune God, okay? God is three people: God, Jesus, and Holy Spirit. And the weapons of our warfare are mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. Verse 5 says, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. So you have these arguments with yourself, and you have these negative thoughts that come in, because see, it's a spiritual warfare, baby, between your spirit and your human side. So it is going to be some arguments right there where you shouldn't have been going back and forth within yourself or even with other people about certain things. And even when people are coming to you, talking to you about stuff, and you're trying to understand and you're trying to not take on something that is not of God, while they're standing there talking to you, yes, you're casting down arguments and every high thing that exhausts itself against the knowledge of God. Because, see, we got to understand that it's us and it's them too. We have to understand that it's the battle within us and it's a battle externally, because we have people coming to us and we are going to people. There's interaction with others, the interaction with people. That's why the Bible says that of the two greatest love is, of course, your first love, the Lord with all your heart, mind, body, and soul. And then the second one is that you love your neighbor as you love yourself, you even your enemies as well. So you are interacting with people and yourself. This battle is within you and them, because we all are human beings. So anytime you come in contact with a person, there could be a conflict within you. And there could be a conflict with you and that other person. But if something is exalting itself against the knowledge of God, we are responsible for casting down those things and bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. That's why I say you have to know the whole triune God. You cannot just spend all your time on God, or spend all your time on the New Testament, or spend all your time on the Old Testament. You got to know all of it. You have to understand all of it. You have to have the revelations. You have to have the comprehension, the understanding of why God do the things he do, as well as why did he do the things he did, as far as bringing Jesus into our lives. Because as you see in the scripture, it ended with captivity, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. That's why I say we have to know the whole triune God. Understanding God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Because we cannot live this life without the Holy Spirit, and we cannot live this life without Jesus Christ, and we cannot live this life without God. So that's why I want us to understand that it is a triune God that we are saying that we believe in. So if you say that you believe in him, the triune God, you do have to have an understanding of all three. So this skill, this resource that I wanted to talk about is hold captive, cast down. So when you come into interaction with others, even interacting within yourself, I want you to hold captive to the truth. hold captive to the things that God is telling you. And make sure that it is God that's talking, okay? Because that's why I say try the spirit, by the spirit, and make sure that it's of God. Because if you are not trying the spirit and see if it is of God, then that's on you, because it is our responsibility to make sure that we are trying the spirit to make sure it is of God. So, and that is in the scripture too. So holding captive to what God is saying that is true, holding captive to the things that is true that's coming from other people, because there are people that come into our lives who encourage us, who give us good word, who speak life into us, who partake good things as they're coming to us, talking to us, spending time with us, doing things for us. Those good things, good report, the truth, all those things, hold captive to them and do not let them go. But cast down the lies. Cast down the things that are not of God. Cast down the negativity that are not of God. Cast down the things that you may be thinking within yourself, because we can be critical to ourselves as well. Cast down those lies and those negative things that you're even speaking of yourself that you know that God is not saying about you. Cast those things down, baby. Throw them away. Get rid of them. Do not believe them. Get them out of you. And that's how you challenge those thoughts. Because as you are casting down those things, you're replacing them with the truth. You're replacing them with God is saying. And you're going to hold captive to those things. But in order to know what God says about you, you do have to know the word of God. Because God is speaking of us out throughout the whole Bible. The way Jesus carried himself around people and love on people, had compassion for people, healing people in the New Testament, it speaks a lot about how God loves us. And if you don't hold captive to that type of love, you might get confused when other type of love come around. And you'll find yourself making decisions that are not of God. You find yourself getting into situations and spending time with people who really may or may not be in the best interest of you. So it's good to know who the Lord is, okay? It's good to know who the Lord is. It's good to know what type of love and how he loves us and how he does things for us. Why did he do the thing that he did for us? It's good to know those things and to understand them. Oh, that's why I was like, get to know, spend some time with the triune God. So, I hope I didn't confuse y'all. I know how sometimes when I get happy about the word of God, I can go breathing through it so fast. But if you don't remember anything else, remember these four words. Hold captive, cast down. Get rid of them. Hold captive to the things that are of God. Hold captive to the truth, love, peace, joy, like never before. Because we're living in dangerous times and we can get caught up in things that we should not be in and find ourselves in situations that we're praying and hoping and desperate enough to try to get out of. But the battle is really within you. It's within you. And I want us to be able to cast down those things that are not of any good use to you, that are not of God. If it's not the fruit of the Spirit, you have to get rid of them. You have to deal with those emotions. You have to deal with those dead fruits, you know, those things that we know we need to be getting rid of, that we know we need to deal with, but we keep avoiding it. We keep walking past it as if it's going to take care of itself. But these are matters of the heart, though. You're playing a dangerous game when you are not dealing with the matters of your heart. So be mindful of that, okay? So I do want y'all to continue being good to yourself as you are being good to others. And also, it is the month of December, and I like to de-stress in December. That's what I like to do. But I hope that you are not allowing yourself to be stressed about Christmas, because Christmas is not supposed to be a time where we're being stressed about stuff. No, ma'am, no, sir. Maybe that would be my next episode. I don't know. I'm going to have to let the Lord lead me. But until then, be good to yourself as well as others.
Thank you for tuning in to the Mental Health Bible Study Podcast. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss another episode.